This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're engaged. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck yeah. But now it's time to ditch, like, all that Pinterest perfect wedding crap.
Yeah.
And, like, get real, you know?
Right.
We're going to talk about, like, making your engagement the most badass, like, chapter of your love story.
Absolutely.
And we're going to help you do it.
Yeah.
We're going to get a little help from the Engaged AF podcast.
Okay.
They drop some serious truth bombs in their Engaged AF bucket list episode. And we're going to break down, like, the best bits, you know? Ditch the fluff. Keep it 100% real.
Yeah. Engagement isn't about, like, stressing over stupid shit like napkin colors and seating chart. You know what I mean? Okay. It's about celebrating your badass love story before you make it official.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
So let's just, like, ditch the wedding industrial complex and, like, dive into the shit that actually matters.
Okay.
First up on the Engaged AF bucket list.
Uh-huh.
We've got dance lessons. And we're not just talking about nailing that first dance, though.
Right.
That's definitely a bonus.
Yeah.
They suggest picking a song that means something to you as a couple.
No.
A song that, like, tells your story.
Yes.
And make those dance lessons a recurring date night.
I love that.
How fucking cool is that?
It's so cool. It's about creating, like, a ritual that's uniquely yours, something that, like, brings you closer and reminds you of why you fell in love in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
Plus, it's a chance to learn some new moves, get a little sweaty, and maybe even laugh your asses off while you're at it.
Hell yeah. Laughter is, like, the best foreplay, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
Speaking of things that are hot as fuck.
Okay.
Next up is wedding band shopping.
Ooh.
Let's be real. This is, like, the fun part of ring shopping.
This is the best part.
Yeah.
It's also, like, a really powerful symbol of your commitment, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Choosing those bands together.
Yeah.
It's like you're saying, fuck yeah, we're in this for the long haul.
Exactly. It's like a statement piece.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
A reminder of, like, the badass choice you made to spend your lives together.
I love that.
And the Engaged AF podcast suggests making it a fucking celebration.
Yes.
You know, like, hit up the jewelry stores, try on all the bling.
Yeah.
And go grab some champagne or tequila shots to, like, seal the deal.
Yes.
It's a date that's both meaningful and a total blast.
It's about making every step of this journey and experience something you'll look back on and you'll be like, damn, that was fun as hell.
I love that.
Yes.
Next on the list is something that's going to make your engagement photos seriously next level.
Okay, tell me.
A photo shoot with Epoch Moment.
Ooh, I've heard of them.
They're known for capturing this, like, raw, edgy, almost cinematic vibe.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Right.
Their photos are not your typical cheesy engagement pics.
No.
They're like works of art.
Yeah.
Capturing your love story in a way that's authentic and intimate and totally badass.
Mm-hmm.
Think like moody lighting, epic landscapes.
Yeah.
And photos that look like they belong in a magazine, not your grandma's photo album.
Exactly. And you can use these photos for everything.
Oh, yeah.
From save the dates to thank you cards to framing and putting that shit up on your wall for everyone to see.
It's about documenting this time in your lives, creating a visual reminder of how fucking cool and in love you are.
I love it.
Yeah.
Now, get ready for this next one because it might surprise you.
Okay.
The Engaged AF podcast suggests writing love letters to each other.
Oh.
Yeah, you hear that, right?
Love letters.
Love letters.
I know it sounds cheesy as fuck.
Oof.
But hear me out. In this digital age where everything is so instant and disposable, taking the time to put your feelings into words on paper.
Yeah.
That's some real shit.
Right.
It's about slowing down, being vulnerable, and expressing your love in a way that's raw, honest, and straight from the heart.
And it's something you can keep forever.
Yeah.
A tangible reminder of the love you share. You could read these letters to each other on your wedding day. On your anniversary, or just like whenever you need a little reminder of why you chose to spend your lives together.
It's like a time capsule of your love. And who knows, maybe someday your grandkids will stumble upon them.
Oh my goodness.
And get a glimpse into the badass love story of their grandparents.
That's some legacy shit right there.
I know, right?
Okay, now let's talk about throwing a fucking epic engagement party.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about some stuffy three-course dinner with your Aunt Mildred and Uncle Bob.
No.
This is about throwing a party that screams you.
Yes.
A celebration that's as unique and badass as your love story.
Exactly. It's a chance to let loose with your closest friends and family.
Yes.
Show off your killer style and celebrate this next chapter in your lives.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a backyard barbecue, a themed costume party, a rooftop rave, or a weekend getaway to Vegas, make it your own.
Yes.
Don't get bogged down in the details. This is about creating an atmosphere of pure joy, celebration, and good vibes.
Yeah.
You're engaged, motherfucker.
Ooh.
It's time to party.
And speaking of celebrating.
Yes.
That's exactly what we're going to do.
Ooh.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Right.
With more badass tips from the Engaged AF podcast.
Okay.
And our own expert insights on how to make your engagement unforgettable.
I'm ready.
Okay. So we're back.
Yes.
And ready to, like, dive into more of this, like, killer advice from the Engage AF podcast bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, like, these next few tips are all about making sure that you, like, don't lose your damn minds during the wedding planning process.
Yeah.
Because let's be real, that shit can get...
overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
Absolutely. It's so easy to get sucked into, like, the vortex of, like, seating charts and vendor emails that you forget to prioritize your relationship, which is, like, the whole point of this engagement thing, you know?
You're right. So to keep your sanity and your love strong.
Yes.
The Engaged AF podcast recommends taking a mini moon.
Love it.
And we're not talking about some lavish Instagram-worthy vacation here.
Right.
This is about escaping the wedding madness.
Yeah.
For a bit and reconnecting with each other.
Yeah.
Like wherever the hell that may be.
Exactly. It could be like a weekend camping trip or like a staycation at a swanky hotel.
Uh-huh.
A road trip to a nearby town you've always wanted to explore.
Yes.
It doesn't matter where you go.
I love it.
As long as you leave the wedding stress behind and just focus on each other.
Seriously. Dish the spreadsheets and the vendor lists.
Yes.
Pack some sexy lingerie.
Ooh.
And your sense of adventure and just like enjoy being in love.
The best.
Okay, next up is a fun one.
Okay.
Creating your wedding playlist.
This is a good one.
Right.
This is where you get to like curate the soundtrack to your epic celebration.
Yes.
Think about the songs that tell your love story.
Uh-huh.
The tunes that make you want to dance your asses off.
Yeah.
The music that sets the perfect vibe for your badass wedding.
And don't be afraid to ditch the cheesy overplayed wedding songs.
Please.
Right? And just go for something that feels authentic to you. Like,
yeah.
You know, like the song that was playing on your first date or the one that like makes you want to jump each other's bones.
Yes.
Every time you hear it.
It's about infusing your personality into every aspect of the wedding, from the music to the decor to the fucking vows.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
Okay. Now for a tip that is near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Building a wedding registry that doesn't suck.
Seriously, ditch those, like, boring traditional registry norms.
Right.
And ask for shit you actually want and will use.
Fuck those china sets and crystal glass.
Unless that's your jam.
Unless that's your jam, obviously.
Of course.
Right? But, like, this is your chance to get the things that reflect your unique style and your interests.
Yes.
Even if it's a badass espresso machine.
Love it.
A set of matching his and hers leather jackets. Or a lifetime supply of lube.
Yes. And don't be afraid to add a few splurge items.
Mm-hmm.
Your friends and family love you, and they want to shower you with gifts.
Right.
Let them.
Exactly. Now, on to a tip that's all about creating some lasting memories.
Okay.
And strengthening your bond as a couple.
Yes.
Starting a new tradition together.
I love this one.
Yeah.
This could be anything from, like, an annual camping trip to a monthly game night to, like, making pancakes together every Sunday morning. It doesn't have to be extravagant or complicated, just something that you both enjoy and look forward to doing together.
I love this idea.
Yeah.
It's about finding those small, consistent ways to connect and make your relationship even more badass.
And these traditions become a part of your love story, something that you'll look back on and cherish for years to come.
All right. We've covered like almost everything on the Engaged AF podcast bucket list.
Okay.
But they saved the best for last.
Oh, really?
And it's something we definitely need to talk about. Are you ready for this?
I think so. This is where things get a little spicy.
Okay, here it is. Straight from the source. Don't forget to get it on.
Now, before you clutch your pearls, let's be real for a second.
Okay.
Wedding planning is stressful as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
All those decisions, the family drama, the constant pressure to create the perfect day, it can take a serious toll on your sex life.
Preach. But that's why it's so important to prioritize intimacy.
Yes.
Like, both emotional and physical.
Absolutely.
You know? make time for each other, even if it's just like 15 minutes of making out on the couch.
Yeah.
After a long day of wedding planning.
Light some candles, put on some sexy music, and remind yourselves why you're getting hitched in the first place.
Yeah.
Trust me, a little bit of fun in the bedroom can go a long way in keeping your connection strong and your sanity intact.
And this isn't just about keeping the spark alive. It's about remembering that you're in this together.
Yes.
Through the good, the bad, and the fucking ugly.
You're a team, and a little bit of sexy time can be a powerful reminder of that bond.
Damn right. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we have.
And it's clear that this Engaged AF podcast knows what's up.
They do.
This bucket list is like the perfect blend of sun, practical, and insightful advice, all delivered with a no bullshit attitude that we can totally get behind.
I agree. But we're not done yet. Oh. We still have a few more gems to share with you, inspired by this amazing bucket list.
Okay.
Stay tuned for our final thoughts and some key takeaways that will help you rock your engagement and create a love story that's as unique and badass as you are.
Okay, so we're back. And like ready to wrap up
yes.
our deep dive into the Engaged AF podcast bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered some like seriously badass tips.
Yeah.
From dance lessons and mini moons to like, well, getting your freak on.
Yes. And it all comes down to this engagement isn't just about planning a wedding.
Yeah.
It's about celebrating your love, deepening your connection, and creating a foundation for a kick-ass marriage.
Damn straight. So what's like the one thing you'll do to make your engagement unforgettable? What's going to make this chapter of your love story truly epic?
Think about what lights you up as a couple.
Yeah.
What reflects your unique style and your values?
Right.
Maybe it's taking that epic photo shoot with Epoch Moment and capturing your love in all its raw and filtered glory.
Or maybe it's starting a tradition that's totally, you like getting matching tattoos on your engagement anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Or taking an annual road trip to some weird, off-the-beaten-path destination.
The point is, it's your fucking engagement.
Yes.
Don't let anyone tell you how to celebrate it.
Right.
Ditch the rule book, embrace the unconventional, and create an experience that's as unique and badass as your love story.
Hell yes. This is your time to shine, lovebirds.
Yeah.
So go out there, create some magic, and don't forget to have a shit ton of fun along the way. We're out.
Bye.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck podcast.